Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Panamericano's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter and year of 2011 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.panamericano.com.br/IR, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during the call, please press star, then zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made. The company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Willie Jordan, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Willie, you may begin your conference, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for being present at the conference call to discuss the results of Banco Panamericano and its subsidiaries in the fiscal year of 2011. This year was marked by strategic redirection and an operational reorganization in most of the business lines of the bank, which aimed to restructure, expand, and diversify its business. The new strategy will focus on activities in four major segments: consumer finance, which includes lending operations, payroll loans, consumer loans and credit cards, mortgages, insurance, and the corporate segment. From an operational perspective, several measures were taken by the administration to review internal standards of governance, management and control, including the startup of new systems, new models of assessment and credit approval, as well as a complete review of credit and collection processes. These measures aimed at creating consistent conditions for the future growth of credit operations in a more efficient manner. In addition, teams were relocated and redeployed, seasoned professionals with excellent market reputation were hired, various functions were reclassified, controls were tightened in several areas, agreements with suppliers were revised, as well as other initiatives for a more efficient cost management and operational improvement. As a result, administrative expenses as a percentage of total origination decreased from 8.5% in February 2011 to 7.2% in December 2011. Further effects of these initiatives will become evident gradually over the next few quarters. The highlights of 2011 are on slide 3 of our presentation. The monthly average origination of credit assets was 536.8 million reais at the year, accelerating from 536.8 million in the first half of 2011 to 632.3 million reais in the second half. Contributed to this process, the subscription of credit approval models in the diverse vehicle financing segments between May and June, the hiring of a team dedicated to financing operations at the vehicle dealer network completed in August and which resulted in new vehicle financing accounting for a monthly average of 71.7 million reais in the fourth quarter, representing 41.7% of all light vehicles financed in the period, and the structural changes in the corporate financing area, which continued to show a strong growth and had an average monthly origination of 161.4 million reais in the fourth quarter. The bank ended the year with consolidated total assets of 13.3 billion reais and a credit portfolio of 10.8 billion reais. Looking only at the credit portfolio with retained results, which excludes credits assigned with recourse, the amount was 8.7 billion reais in December, an increase of 12.7% over the third quarter. It's important to emphasize that this portfolio, which provides a basis for recurring earnings for the bank, has been gradually expanded since the first quarter. Panamericano recorded in the year of 2011 a net income of 67 million reais on its consolidated balance, with a net income of 13.6 million reais in the fourth quarter. It should be noted that the adjustment process of our operations is ongoing. We still carry a representative loan portfolio originated in the past that aligns to an increase in delinquency verified in the market constitutes the main challenge for 2012. On December 28, 2011, Panamericano signed a Memorandum of Understanding for the acquisition of 100% of the capital of Brazilian Finance and Real Estate for 940 million reais. On January 31, 2012, we signed the definitive agreement for this acquisition, which will add to the company a consolidated platform for loan origination in the mortgage segment with attractive margins and will ensure the expansion of our credit in a market segment with high growth potential, as well as the expansion of our distribution network with the addition of 88 points of sale from BM Sua Casa. To support the acquisition of the FRE and also the expansion of the other business lines, according to the strategy mentioned above, it was approved by the shareholders at the extraordinary shareholders meeting held on January 18, 2012, the capital increase of Panamericano of up to 1.8 billion reais. Of this amount, the controlling shareholders guaranteed the subscription of their participation, equivalent to 1.3 billion reais, and has paid on January 31st, 2012, all of their subscription rights to the common shares at the amount of 971.5 million reais. Continuing with the presentation, on page 3, we show the shareholding structure of Panamericano on December 31st, 2011, which didn't suffer any modification since the third quarter. Our investors' base remains concentrated in corporate investors located in Brazil. On page 4, we show the main items of our P&L statement. Comparing the fourth quarter 2011 with the third, we had a 3.7 basis points decrease in our net interest margin. Among the effects that contributed for this reduction, we've had a small decrease in our revenues from lending operations caused by the effect of the repurchase of credit portfolios formerly assigned. This repurchase, by its turn, is aimed to reduce our costs of funding. In addition, we had a great reduction in our result from derivative transactions caused by the absence in the fourth quarter of the big variation in the exchange rate between the real and the dollar that occurred in the third quarter. Since our derivatives position serves to hedge our dollar-denominated debt. As it happens every quarter, the results of this derivative position, being positive or negative, serves to offset the variation in the line of funding operations. For that, by adding these two lines, one can see that the resulting variation is much less expressive. Looking at the allowance for loan losses, however, we can notice that there was a 36% reduction of this expense in the fourth quarter, which more than compensated in the bottom line the reduction in our income before loan losses provisions. This reduction in allowance for loan losses is due to the decrease in discretionary loan loss provisions, which had been done exactly to support future losses that have materialized, as well as to the reduction in provision for the portfolios assigned to FIDIC. The next page, page 6, brings the information on credit origination in the fourth quarter. I would like to highlight the growth in new cars financing, which was responsible for 42% of light vehicles financing in the fourth quarter, and the credit operations for corporate clients, which origination is already at a 161 million reais monthly average. This growth in the credit portfolio for corporate clients explains, to a great extent, the growth in credits rated as B in our portfolio, since most of the credits for corporate clients are classified in this category. On page 7, we show the composition of our credit portfolio. On the first table, we can see that vehicle financing continues to be our main business, while payroll loans remain the second largest segment in our portfolio, even with the low origination in the last two quarters. The credit portfolio on balance sheet had a more than 300 million reais increase in the fourth quarter, even with the assignment without recourse of a credit portfolio of 582 million reais in the quarter. More important, in the bottom left chart, we can see that the credit portfolio with retained results has grown by 12.7% in the fourth quarter, accumulating a 30.9% increase since March. This growth is greatly important for the consolidation of a more robust base of recurring revenues, which will contribute for the generation of more stable results in the future. With regards to funding, on page 8, we continue to exchange more expensive liabilities inherited from the past for lines with more competitive market costs, which reflect the improvement in Panamericano's credit risk. On page 9, we show the evolution of our net worth in 2011 and the calculation of our Basel ratio and operating margin. On January 31st, 2012, as I've mentioned before, our controlling shareholders, BTG Pactual and CaixaPar, have subscribed all of their subscription rights in common shares in the capital increase approved on January 18, 2012, in the amount of 971.5 million reais. With this subscription, our net worth in December 31st would be almost 2.2 billion reais, which is thus close to its value on January 31st, 2012, while the Basel ratio would be 15.14% and the operating margin would be 319.6 million reais. On page 10, the chart shows the performance of our stocks in the last 12 months, when they have recovered a large part of the losses suffered with the disclosure of accounting inconsistencies in November 2010. We have added a special topic in this presentation on the acquisition of BFRE and the ongoing capital increase here in the bank. So going to page 12, one can see an overview of on BFRE. It was founded in 1998 as a full-service funding solutions provider for the real estate segment. And they have three main controlled companies, Brazilian Mortgages, BM Sua Casa, and Brazilian Securities. On page 13, going in deeper detail in each one of them, we can see that Brazilian Mortgages is a pioneer in mortgages in Brazil. It was founded in 1990 as a mortgage bank, thus regulated by the central bank. It originates loans for real estate acquisitions, as well as loans for small and medium-sized real estate developers and home equity operations as well. It's been a market leader in the structuring of real estate investment funds with a almost 42% market participation. Its funding comes mainly from mortgage notes with an accumulated amount of 766 million reais issued, and a very conservative risk profile in its loans, varying from up to 70% in loans for real estate acquisition and up to 50% in home equity loans. On page 14, we show more detail on BM Sua Casa. It is the promoter for Brazilian mortgages loans, thus capturing individual loans for home acquisition or refurbishment, as well as home equity loans for all purposes. The risk profiles I've mentioned before varies between 50 to 70% of loan to value. And in page 15, we have more color on Brazilian equities, which is also a market leader in its segment. It is the main issuer of mortgage-backed securities in Brazil, with a 33.5% market participation and more than 9 billion reais in mortgage-backed securities issued. They have been a pioneer in the use of subordination in the issuance of these securities, as well as a pioneer in CCI registration and the use of fiduciary alienation in the mortgages market in Brazil. On page 16, we show the transaction rationale both for Panamericano and BFRE. On Panamericano's side, this deal offers the opportunity of expanding our credit portfolio aligned with our growth strategy, expand this portfolio and also our distribution network with the addition of the 88 points of sale from BM Sua Casa to our distribution network. It offers us a very large growth potential in the mortgage market in Brazil, which has been the segment in the credit markets with the largest growth in the last years, especially in the housing financing system outside the FFH. It also offers us the opportunity to acquire an already established, as I mentioned before, pioneer player in the industry, thus accelerating the expansion strategy and mitigating execution risks. We will be able to capture administrative and operational synergies, as well as to incorporate a team exclusively dedicated to origination of real estate lending with largest experience and, as I've mentioned before, many of the pioneers of this segment in Brazil. On BFRE's side, on the other hand, this deal will increase their capacity to originate mortgages through the addition to their network of Panamericanos distribution network, so we will be able to sell mortgages in our existing network as well as our other products in BM Sua Casa existing network. The deal will also improve their operating capacity and increase their funding alternatives. We expect this deal to provide them with operational synergies and the dilution of fixed costs and expenses, as well as economies of scale and, as I mentioned before, the increase of their points of sale in the new structure. We believe that by joining these two distribution networks and improving other operating conditions for BFRE, we will be able to increase their monthly loan origination from the present 840 million reais to approximately 2 billion reais per month.
Per year,
I'm sorry. On page 17, we have a brief transaction overview. The transaction consists of the acquisition of 100% of the shares of Brazilian Finance and Real Estate by Banco Panamericano. As I've mentioned before, the definitive documents for the acquisition were signed on January 31st, 2012, and we plan to conclude this acquisition with the central bank's approval until May 2012. In the last page, page 18, we show a schedule of the offer for our capital increase. We are increasing the capital of the bank in up to 1.8 billion reais, depending on the subscription by the shareholders in this capital increase. As I've mentioned before, the controlling shareholders have already guaranteed the subscription of their 1.3 billion reais participation in this capital increase. We will issue up to 297,520,000 shares at an issue price of 6.05 reais per share, and we plan to close the subscription period and conclude this capital increase until the 9th of May 2012. With that, I conclude this presentation and turn back to your questions. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star, then two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1 on a touch-tone phone. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question we have comes from Fred Meares of J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have a couple of questions. The first one on asset quality. I'm not sure if you mentioned this during your presentation, but could you elaborate a bit on the asset quality and try to explain maybe why the D2H loans increased meaningfully in the quarter? Were you seeing something specific? Is it a problem still in your scoring system, or any color you could provide on this topic? And the second question is on funding. I'd be very curious to know if you had any numbers you can share with us on funding costs. You mentioned that you were trying to reduce the funding costs, and just wanted to try to quantify this and also see how much of your funding in the interbank funding comes from Caixa. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. This is Willy again. Well, with regards to credit quality, you have to keep in mind that our portfolio is impacted by the credit assignment that we do regularly, and that will be part of our business model. So these assignments have an impact in this evolution that you see here in our chart. Basically, what we have been seeing recently in the credit quality of our portfolio is an improvement, both in the credit quality itself, due to all the modifications that we have implemented in our credit assessment and approval models, as well as an improvement due to the changing mix of the portfolio. So as we are expanding the participation of corporate loans and new cars financing in the portfolios, we also have an improvement in the credit quality due to this change of mix. So this is what we can see by analyzing the most recent vintages, and that should be reflected in the future evolution of our portfolio. With regards to funding, we don't disclose funding costs for competition reasons, but basically they continue to decrease. We continue to implement our strategy to exchange more expensive funding that we have inherited from the past to more competitive market funding. With regards to the participation of Caixa in interbank loans, I'm looking for here our table. We had on the fourth quarter around 2 billion reais coming from Caixa in these interbank loans.
Okay, thanks, Willy. Just a follow-up, do you have anything you can share with us in terms of guidance for loan growth or for 2012? Is there anything you'd be willing to give us in terms of trends?
Fred, as we usually say to the market, we expect to have a more significant growth in these new segments where we have entered recently, so not entered or restructured our operations recently. So in corporate loans, you can already see the results of this strategy in the last two quarters, and you can see this acceleration from the second to the third quarter, and again from the third to the fourth quarter. This is the first quarter where we can see in the full quarter this operation of this new team dedicated to vehicle financing at the dealers. So it already shows a significant change in the profile of our vehicle financing business. we expect payroll loans that have which origination have has decreased a lot in the last two quarters to recover its growth from the beginning of 2012 on. We have restructured the whole process for payroll loans in 2011. We have revised all our agreements. We have our we have revised our distribution network for payroll loans. So we are very optimistic about this growth in 2012. So putting everything together, we are very optimistic about our growth chances in 2012. Of course, as I said in the beginning, there are still challenges with regards to credit quality, but these challenges are the same for the market as a whole. But in general, we think that the market will have the opportunity to continue seeing gradually the results of the restructuring that we have been carrying here at the bank.
Okay, great. Thank you, Willie.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. As a final reminder, if you would like to participate in today's Q&A, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. Again, that is star, then one. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Well, since there seems to be no further questions, I would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Willie Jordan for his final remarks. Mr. Willie?
Thank you very much once again for your presence, and I hope to see you again in our conference call for the release of the next quarter results. Thank you very much.
And we thank you, sir, and to the rest of management for your time. This concludes Banco Panamericano's conference call. You may now disconnect your lines and have a good day. Thank you.